Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. This is Stone Payton filling in for the lovely Amy Otto. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I am doing okay. It's tough to do the show without Amy here, I'll tell you. Looking at you, it's a different story, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit of a different vibe, a little different dynamic. You know, it's the same studio, same chair, same microphone.
But you're in a different seat than your normal high-velocity seat.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, I could tell right off that it was going to be different when I walked into the lobby. All of Amy's guests, for example, they're wearing socks.
Yeah,
you know, it's just it's like being called up from the minors or something. You know, it's just a completely different deal.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, but I think we've got a good show this morning.
It's going to be interesting.
A health and wellness orientation, I think.
That's right.
Terrific. Well, first up on Atlanta Business Radio this morning is Dr. Andy Van Treese, and he is going to talk with us about something that he calls brain-based therapy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Andy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this brain-based therapy. What in the world is that, and how are you utilizing that to help people?
Brain-based therapy is a neurological approach to both assessment of a patient and treatment of a patient. There's no drugs involved. The brain is the master controller of the body. It regulates and controls all the functions of the body. And if that's not functioning optimally, then the body's not functioning optimally. So we need to look to the brain first if we want to have health.
Could you pay extra and get drugs?
Not within my scope of practice. Maybe I know a guy.
So now, is this something that Dr. Andy invented, you tripped over, you've put some time and energy in researching? Where does this body of work come from?
I was trained by Dr. Michael Johnson. He practices in Appleton, Wisconsin. He's a board-certified chiropractic neurologist. And the information that he taught comes from the Carrick Institute.
And so do people come to you because the drugs haven't worked? Is that where most of your patients are coming from, and you're like their last resort or their next option?
A lot of times, but that's not always the case. You know, there are a lot of people out there that suffer with certain neurological conditions such as migraines, restless leg syndrome, insomnia, dizziness, balance disorders, Meniere's, and they've tried the medical route or they've tried certain surgeries and other procedures. And so if those haven't worked for them or haven't been successful, they can certainly come on and see if BBT might be an option.
How does the therapy take place? Like, what do? You touch their head or their neck?
No, there's several different types of therapies we do. Basically, the brain and the nervous system needs two things to thrive, to function optimally, and those are fuel and activation. The fuel that the brain uses is oxygen and glucose. We get oxygen, obviously, from the air we breathe, glucose from our diet. But then the activation is the stimulus to the nervous system. So when somebody comes in to see me, they're going to get a complete neurological evaluation just like they were going to see a neurologist. And I'm going to be looking for areas of dysfunction within the brain. And then we might administer treatment that's exercise with oxygen therapy or might do olfactory stim. All the therapies that we do are designed to attack the region of the brain that is dysfunctioning.
Now, what kind of conditions can be treated with this kind of therapy?
As I said before, migraines, restless leg syndrome. Ideally, some of the people that are most successful are people that suffer with chronic neck, back pain that are the result of disc herniations. I actually have a patient here that was successfully treated. She suffered with pain for over 4 years, a chronic disc herniation, and nothing was successful with her before that.
Well, you know, for those of us that don't have real jobs and watch a lot of daytime TV, you know you've got money coming to you for somebody owes you something, and you know there's a pill for everything. I get the sense that you're not necessarily a great big fan of pills. Well, am I reading that right?
Well, I'm not saying that drugs are bad or unnecessary. They're certainly necessary at certain points in time. But what I want people to understand is that they're specifically an intervention. They're never going to create health. Whenever you take a drug, you're going to intervene with the normal physiological functions of the body. And when you do that, there are going to be side effects. So they're certainly necessary in certain circumstances, but it's not going to bring you health.
And do certain types of people make better candidates for your approach than others, do you find?
An ideal candidate would be somebody who basically has tried one pill after the other. They haven't worked. They've had numerous tests done on themselves, and they can't find out what's wrong with them, or they say, hey, there's nothing wrong with you. And they're just kind of frustrated with being, you know, running the hamster wheel of the medical maze, if you will.
Now, is this treatment something that you do one time and then you're better, or is this an ongoing thing?
No, there's typically a treatment program. It's not a one-time deal where you come in for one day's worth of treatment. It's kind of like physical therapy. There's going to be different programs. Some people might need to come in for 12 visits. Some people might need to come in for 36 visits. I just had a guy that had a dizziness disorder, and he had severe cerebellar dysfunction, lesions all over his cerebellum, and I saw him for 36 visits.
And then do these lesions go away?
Yeah, basically the brain is highly malleable. It's what's called neuroplasticity. And basically the nerve cells, if they lose communication with themselves by administering the proper fuel, oxygen and glucose, and stimulating the nervous system in a very specific way, you can actually reconnect and regenerate the communication between those nerve cells.
So now they're regenerated, or do they form in different parts of the brain?
No, they'll lose contact with one another, and you're reestablishing the contact.
So with the same existing connections.
Correct.
So let's talk about the money for a minute. Is it more expensive to go about it this way, or is it more expensive to do the drug therapy?
Well, it depends on what you're putting the expense on. Your body is the most valuable thing you have, and your health is the most valuable thing you have.
You don't know Stone very well. like, his car is really nice.
That's right.
But to answer the question, there is a cost. It's covered by most people's insurance, but there's going to be some out-of-pocket expense. Depending on the care plan and how long somebody needs to see me, it could be anywhere from a $2,000 to $5,000 program, and then based on whatever their insurance is going to cover of that, then they're going to have a portion of that.
Now, is this something that after you've treated them for a while that they can kind of do some self-care on their own?
Absolutely. Like, for instance, I had a migraine sufferer. We found out that she had lesions in her temporal lobe. And when your sight, your sound, your taste, and your touch all go through to the thalamus in your brain, but your olfaction, your smell, goes directly to the temporal lobe. And she was able to control her migraine simply by having her smell certain smells in one side, one nostril.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So what's your place like? Are we going to go through these long...
Probably smell nice. Smells nice.
These long hanging beads and incense is burning everywhere, and the Chinese music's playing in the background. Or tell us a little bit about the experience.
Well, it's the office is designed to be a relaxing setting, but it's not, as you speak.
Not that relaxing?
We do have nice music playing, but it's completely state-of-the-art. We have a digital x-ray system where we can look at the x-rays immediately on a 42-inch monitor. I have computerized range of motion assessment. A decompression table. Everything is state-of-the-art designed to produce the optimal results.
Okay. So says the doc, but guess what? We have a real client here in the studio.
We'll see what she says.
Let's see what Michelle has to say about all this. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your experience with the doc. And
pretend he's not here.
Give us the real dirt on this guy.
The unpaid version. Well, I started seeing Dr. Andy about 6 months ago because I've been suffering from severe neck and back pain for over 4 years. Nothing helped. Multiple doctors, every single kind of everything you can think of. Meditation, I mean, everything. So I went to see Dr. Andy on the recommendation of a friend. And immediately, I just knew that it was going to, even though it took a long time to start, for me to start feeling better, I knew immediately it was going to be a good match.
How'd you know?
He's very compassionate and very knowledgeable, and I felt like I was in good hands from the beginning. I mean, anybody who's had a lot of pain and seen a lot of doctors feels sort of neglected. It's like the more doctors you see, the more...
Do they just not believe you, or they...
Yeah, they can be a little condescending, or, if you tell them, this pill isn't working, or I still have pain even though I did the stretches you told me to do, they just sort of assume you're not doing what you actually say you're doing. With Dr. Andy, he was...
He didn't care if you lied to him.
I think that he could see someone in pain and in desperation like I was. I mean, I don't think I smiled for like 3 months. I was in so much pain. I was in bed most of the week, every week. I couldn't lift anything. I could not sit without pain. After 6 months of therapy, I have a life I never thought I was going to have again. I garden. I can paint all the time. I'm a fine artist, and I can paint for 6 hours in a row and not have any pain. And that's I just never ever thought I was going to be able to do that again. I can walk upstairs. I can take long walks. I can take vigorous walks. I can even jog a little bit, which wow, haven't done that in years. So I'm very happy.
Well, that has to be incredibly liberating. So back to the actual experience, if you could think back to the first time you met Dr. Andy, when you came in, what was that conversation like? Did he ask a lot of questions to try to get
right? Because you must have been skeptical. You've been doing this for several years now, so
yeah.
You didn't know if this is just another guy that's going to not solve your problem.
Well, I told him from the beginning I was skeptical. I said, "Listen, I don't think this is going to work, but I'm desperate." And he outlined all the things that he was going to do. He said, "Listen, we need to have regular adjustments. We need to have an MRI. After the MRI, we found out I had some herniated discs, so we came up with a treatment plan for that. It involved decompression and regular adjustments and oxygen therapy. And
But weren't all these things that in the ballpark of things you've tried in the past?
Actually, no. I've always been very skeptical of chiropractic.
Oh, so you never went chiropractic for the 4 years you were suffering?
Oh, no. But I did everything else. But actually, I did see a chiropractor in the very beginning, and she's really the one who turned me off of chiropractic.
We don't have to necessarily mention that name.
No, I won't mention her name, but she really
What's
just
it rhyme with?
She really just tried to sell me a lot of sessions and didn't really explain how her therapy was going to help me at all. And like I said, and also, when you have chronic pain, there's a lot of depression that comes with that and a lot of, mostly depression. And Dr. Andy even helped me with that. You know, he was very, he was so compassionate, and I felt like I had a partner for the first time. In any of the treatments I've had for my back, I felt like I had a real partner who was going to actually really care about if I got better or not. And it made me want to do all the things that I have to do at home. I have to use a posture pump, which is a painful contraption. I lay in at night to
Because that sounds
painful. It is very
like
painful.
A torture device.
Right, that doesn't sound.
I call it the Franken pump. It's affectionately termed in my household. It reshapes my neck. My neck doesn't have a normal curve, which is another one of the reasons I have pain. So it helps to reshape the curve of my neck, and I do it every day like I'm supposed to.
Well, and we've seen the results, too. We've taken post-x-rays, and we've seen the curve restored.
Oh, yeah, the curve actually has restored. And I went to a specialist at Emory who assured me that was impossible. He assured me.
Did you bring him the
no,
pictures?
No, but I will. I will. In October, it'll be a year. We're going to have new x-rays, and I'm going to mail that.
Let's get the doctor on the show. Michelle and Dr. Andy.
Want me to call him? I'll call him.
Yeah, he was very skeptical as well. So like I said, I even went to see the specialists at Emory, and, they didn't help me either. So
when you were going through this process, you said early on, your first session, there was no real improvement. You liked him, that you had established. But when was it when you started saying, hey, this stuff's really going to work? Because it had to be a period of time. There was a leap of faith for a few months in there, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, there was. It took about a month and a half to 2 months. But like I said, I had a pretty severe herniated disc, and I was not doing anything right in the beginning. So it took a little while for all of the, all of the methods to set in and for me to change my lifestyle and for the practices to start taking effect.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the day, though, too, where she was lying on the decompression table and she said to me, "You won't believe what I did this weekend." And I had absolutely no pain. And this is coming from a woman that used to do something because she's trying to live her life, and that would put her in bed for a week. I mean, I will never forget the smile on her face and the high five that we gave each other when she was laying on that table and she said, "I did all this and I had no pain."
Mm-hmm. And I remember I gardened. I dug 15 holes in my yard and I felt very triumphant.
What can you tell our listeners what a decompression table is?
Basically,
sounds spacey.
This is the rest of the torture room.
This is the rack.
They have all these names that sound pretty scary.
But basically, it's a table that you're strapped on, and it'll
strapped. You have to be strapped to do this right.
Multiple straps. Yes,
it's true. And, you know, it stretches the spine. It does a longitudinal axis distraction designed to help restore and kind of suck up the disc herniation back into itself.
So does it feel good when you're stretched like that?
No, not really.
When you're done, it's like jogging. When you're done, it feels good.
Yeah. No, it doesn't feel good, but I
can tell. But it doesn't hurt either, though.
No, it doesn't hurt. It definitely does not. It's not painful. But I can tell if I skip it. I can feel it if I skip it. So it's definitely doing its job.
Well, it has to be incredibly rewarding work for you to see results like that. But surely a lot of this success, some of the responsibility has to rest on the patient. So Michelle must have done some things or not done some things that maybe patients that are that other patients maybe don't do as
sure.
well.
No, she's the ideal patient. You heard her say she does the posture pump, you know, every day at home. And, you know, there are some patients you say, hey, you need to do these exercises. Or, you know, in the case, let's say the other woman who had the migraine headaches, I said, hey, take this lavender and three times a day I want you to smell it in your left nostril, three deep breaths. If she didn't do that, then, you know, she might not have the results. So, yeah, a lot of it rests on the patient and listening to the recommendations that I give them, yeah.
Very cool. It's lavender, no joke. You can actually help somebody.
Well, that's the good news. If you have a left temporal lobe deficiency, if you have a right lobe temporal
you're
deficiency,
you're in big trouble.
You gotta smell
a whole new thing.
Stinky stuff, like fish sauce and asafoetida, which is an Indian spice. But yeah, so
there must be some cases when the Indian spices and the lavender and all that still don't get the job done. And I understand that you have a superstar that you call in to consult and maybe handle some casework as well. Tell us about her.
Yeah, I work directly with Dr. Vanessa Hall. She is a medical doctor who practices alternatively. She still does prescribe medications when absolutely necessary. But in cases where, you know, somebody with a migraine that might have a food allergy or a fibromyalgia patient that might need some very specific nutritional supplementation, she's able to do blood work and allergy testing and stuff like that to find out their specific needs.
Boy, I wish you'd have brought her here in the studio where we could she is. Hi, Vanessa. So tell us a little bit about this. And among other things, I'm genuinely interested. I'd like to hear a little bit more about this fibromyalgia. Because I have a sister-in-law that's what she's calling it now.
Okay.
She's not sure, I don't think, but I think that's what some of the folks around her are kind of saying. We think this might be what's going on. Is that?
Well, let me back up and sort of give you a big picture. Dr. Andy was talking about how the brain, you know, controls everything. And if the brain isn't operating optimally, then you're going to have some dysfunction, you know, in the rest of the body. But if you think about nutrition, it's the same thing. Your brain actually needs nutrition to work, okay? So that glucose fuel has to come from your diet.
Lima beans and fat back.
Well, glucose is a form of sugar, so you might be in the ballpark.
Well, lima beans will help you out. The fat back, I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. But each cell has a bunch of metabolic processes that go on every day. So in order for a cell to make energy, for your cell to make an enzyme or any function, the cell requires nutrients. And we're going to get real basic here.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah,
you're in the right room for basic.
Okay. We all hear about vitamins and minerals all the time, but most people have no idea what a vitamin or mineral actually does in the body. We know we need them. We know we get them from food. Fat back would be a marginal source of those nutrients. But what is it? Why do you need it? Well, all of those metabolic reactions that occur in the body require vitamin and minerals as cofactors. I'll give you a great example. In order for your brain to make serotonin, you know, serotonin that helps with mood.
And if you say so. You're the doctor.
Well, that's what you feel once you get on the treadmill and you hit that certain point and you feel good?
That's endorphins.
Endorphins. Okay.
But you still need nutrients to make endorphins. But let's go
forget
back to
what
serotonin.
Dr. Stone has to say. We're going to go back to Dr. Vanessa now.
Serotonin. Okay, you've heard of the drugs like Prozac.
Yes, that we've heard of.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're
Prozac,
talking our language.
The way that drug works is the body makes serotonin, and then eventually the body reabsorbs the serotonin and destroys it. That's the natural process. Prozac and those other types of drugs help keep the serotonin hanging around longer to have more of an effect. Mm. Okay? But you have to have a specific amino acid, tryptophan, and you have to have B vitamins, especially vitamin B6, to make serotonin in the first place. So if you're deficient in those nutrients, then your body can't make much serotonin. Mm. And that goes for everything in the body. If you're deficient in the nutrient for whatever it is your body's trying to do, it's not going to do it very well.
And so you coach people through?
Well, I test people. We actually have the technology where we can test people on a metabolic level, on a functional level, and see what their nutritional status is.
Wow.
And so
you wouldn't want that.
And so, you know, with fibromyalgia, for instance, I have had patients with fibromyalgia have nutritional deficiencies, and once they were corrected, their fibromyalgia went away. It's usually not that simple, though. Oftentimes, food allergies are involved. They may have what you might call a gastric imbalance. Or they're not digesting their food well, they're not getting the proper nutrients in, or their body's absorbing things in the wrong form and causing other issues. Typically with a fibromyalgia, it's more complex than that. And so in my view, even the patients Dr. Andy's seeing probably could benefit from some type of nutritional assessment to tweak what they're doing. You know, my metabolism is different from yours and yours and yours.
Right.
And so we can all eat the exact same diet, but not necessarily get all the nutrients we specifically need based on our genetics, based on our activity level, you know, based on our exposure
to stress,
toxic exposures. You know, if you're inhaling paint fumes every day, your body has to neutralize those things, process them to dump them out. And so if you're overloaded with that, then that particular metabolic pathway is going to get depleted because it needs specific nutrients to detoxify those chemicals.
And once you know the numbers, you have a feel for that, you can coach me individually on, look, Stone, you really can tuck your shirt in one day if you'll eat like this, right?
And
have
that's
this
right.
Mix of-
right. And also we can create custom vitamin formulas that are specifically for you. Because sometimes it's hard to take handfuls of vitamins. I mean, I don't like to push medications, and I don't like to push, you know, 15 different bottles of vitamins either.
Or the rack. We don't want to push any one thing, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I think what we do is we assess the whole picture. I mean, Dr. Andy and I are both more in the mindset of looking at the whole person. So it's not like he's not recommending nutrition and healthy habits in his clients. Now, for me, if you have a blood pressure of 200, I'm giving you a pill. But I'm also going to try to get you to get off the fat back and get on the treadmill.
Right. Now, I'm curious because it sounds to me like this is something that elite athletes must take advantage of. Do they have people like you at their disposal, you and Dr. Andy?
Well, we're certainly at their disposal. But I know that nutrition has really come to the forefront in high-level athletes. They finally have recognized that, you know, what you eat does make a difference, and not just what you eat, but when you eat it and how often you eat.
Can you talk a little bit about the testing itself? Is this something you just do a blood test one time, and then all of a sudden now you can tell me that
really,
I need to eat more broccoli?
It depends on the patient. You know, we don't. It's not just this. You come in and you get this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more you assess the person for their big picture. You're looking at all the different aspects and seeing what clues you're given so that you look for specific things nutritionally.
Right.
Now, there are some tests that I can do. I have people that come and they go, I just want to know what my nutritional status is. Yes, there's some basic tests that we can run. It's a blood test and you get a printout of the foods you should eat more of and so forth. There's that. But I think in this case, we're really talking going to a deeper level and really assessing that individual for nutritional things that could be impacting their wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at nutrition as a therapy.
Right, because that's the fuel that you're using to live.
Exactly. For every cell in the body,
right,
including the brain, it's got to have those nutrients. And so I think what's nice is that for each of us, because I have some clients in mind that I've gotten to a certain point, and I have them in mind for Dr. Andy because, you know, I can't know everything I would
what?
Like to.
What?
But
breaking news.
You got to admit, when you and I were out kicking the can, I think Dr. Andy
yeah,
and Dr.
they were
Vanessa
doing other things. They were in school. Should have learned.
But this is where working as a team is a wonderful thing because
right.
where either of us, you know, hits that that wall where we're not moving our
well, you have
forward.
A sweet spot, right?
Right.
And he has a sweet
exactly.
spot.
Exactly.
And, you know, you do what you do, and he does what he does, and you can
and they
help
work,
exactly.
work together as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think we get a... in the right patient, of course, you get a much better response. You get, I think, more permanent changes in that person's wellness and down to the cellular level.
Sure. Versus just masking something for
right.
a period of time.
Versus you have reflux, let's just say. I can write you a prescription for, you know, the PPI du jour. You know, you pick one here. You take
it. Right.
You don't feel it. But that doesn't cure reflux.
It's just making your symptoms go away for that moment.
All it does actually is neutralize the acid so much that when it backs up into your esophagus, you don't feel
it. You don't
even
notice it.
But you still reflux.
Right. So you didn't.
So that fixes anything.
It didn't address right. the issue, the core
exactly.
issue at all.
Could have just had some Cuervo.
It problems
the same
problem
thing,
solved. Right.
Well, that's the
so
thing.
Maybe I actually do have reflux and just don't know it.
Right. So for us, it's a matter of, okay, why do you have reflux and what's going on underneath that we can correct and then let your body get back to normal?
Which is without reflux, by the way,
yes.
in case you didn't know.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm inspired after this conversation that if I were ever to contract any kind of ailment, if I were to get an ailment, I would want to pursue this path before I went down the pill route, I think.
You think the pill route's pretty easy? They just give you a bottle
of
pills and
that's
you're done.
The thing, but this is more
he's
of a
torturing you on a rack and telling you to go home and torture yourself more. She's poking
you
with needles.
Our method requires work and commitment on the individual's
right.
part.
See that?
You know?
That's
and
a problem.
That's oftentimes the hardest.
That's a
part.
Deal killer for some people, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? Those aren't people that come to us.
Exactly.
I mean, because, and I think that this, you know, goes back maybe.
They want to stay in bed and complain and not
right.
get to live the quality of life like Michelle's
right.
living.
Well, they're
right
not
now.
Willing to do the work that's
right.
required, or they look to the doctor, and I think probably more so than a chiropractor, to give me a pill and fix it.
Right.
Give me a pill so I can supersize it. You know, I mean,
right.
Well, when they go to a doctor, they expect something in return. They don't expect you to say, oh, just go home and rest. You know, that's not a good
right.
solution for them wasting their morning with
right.
you.
Well, they also want instant gratification.
Right.
And the thing is, you have to be careful what you ask for, because, you know, if you want wellness is a commitment on your part to do the work to become healthy and well.
And see, I've heard this sermon before.
Yeah, you know, it's that W word again.
Hey, we knew when we walked in here you two were hopeless. So don't worry about that.
That's why it was a bummer Amy couldn't be here. She's pretty healthy.
But yeah. Our listeners are top caliber. So
yes.
If our listeners want, we'll start with you, Vanessa. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, learn more about your practice and your work, how do they contact you? Where are you located?
Actually, I do house calls.
All right.
So I don't really have a location. But the best thing would be to call and leave me a message, 678-623-3038, 678-623-3038. Leave a message. I'll call you back, and we can talk about what's going on with you and what kinds of things I can do to help. And sometimes it's a recommendation for them to see a specific practitioner that, you know, like, for instance, for holistic GYN things, I would refer them to particular gynecologist that I work with a lot. You know what I mean? So they may not, it may not be that I'm the right person for them, for what they have. And I think that's important for all practitioners to recognize that, like you said, we have our sweet spot, okay?
Now you're going to use that, right?
I'm going to use it all the time.
She's going to steal welcome. That.
I am. It's a good one, you know? But, there are other practitioners out there that, say, have like Andy here. He's got a special area. There are patients that I'm going to be funneling to him because he's got what I think they need for this particular right. thing.
This person needs you, Dr. Andy, and their check cleared.
That's it.
I got you a good one, buddy.
Yes, yes. You know, I really like team approach to health and wellness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that, when you can approach someone from different modalities, then you can come up with the ideal plan for that person.
Now, do you have a website for this?
It's www.mobile-medicine.net. And that's a hyphen, not an underscore, mobile-medicine.net.
All right. Very serious about the mobile. Well, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you.
Thank you for rescuing the interview. And I hope you'll come back and visit us again sometime.
I sure will.
So, Dr. Andy, as we wrap this show up, any last few words of advice to our listeners as they're mulling over the conversation that we've had here today, some things that they ought to think about in light of the conversation that we've had?
Sure. If you're frustrated, if you've kind of succumbed to the fact that you feel like you've been labeled with a certain disease and that you're going to have to live with it the rest of your life, know that there are other alternatives out there. There are other options. There are doctors that can look at things from a different approach and will consider working with all the other different various practitioners that you need to create wellness back in your body.
Terrific. And how can our listeners get in touch with you? How can they find you?
I'm located in Decatur near the Kensington MARTA station. The address is 4296 Memorial Drive. I'm in Suite B. The phone number is 404-292-2492. And there's lots of information up on my website, so please go check it out. It's www.decaturchiro.com.
And I got it on the download that Dr. Andy may be blogging in the near future, so there may be a great deal, a great wealth of information coming your way over cyberspace before too long with respect to all these topics as well, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, terrific. And thank you for bringing Michelle. Michelle, thanks so much for coming to the show today.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess you are feeling good. Do you have some sort of regimen that you're on for some time now? What's the maintenance plan?
I see Dr. Andy once a week, and we do an adjustment and oxygen therapy and the torture chamber stretching rack once a week, and it seems to be helping immensely.
Well, it's so wonderful to not only visit with Dr. Andy, but also speak to a real live client that is enjoying the results. So thank you.
And you're not
so
related to Dr. Andy. Let's clear that up right away.
No, and I was not paid to be here either.
What a great interview. So, Dr. Andy, can you hang out for a little while we visit with our next guest?
Sure.
Terrific. So what do you think about that segment, Lee? Did you learn anything?
I learned too much.
But we've got it all recorded, so we can
go back and
listen.
Take notes.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
But there's more learning to do.
Yeah, there's plenty. We have another guest.
Yes.
Next up on Atlanta Business Radio today is Dr. Chris Williams. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're delighted to have you, man. Now, I understand that you and your organization provide bioscreenings and do these wellness fairs, and that's about the extent of my knowledge about what you guys do. What's a wellness fair? What's a bioscreening? What's that all about, and how does it work?
Well, essentially, a wellness fair is we come into a company, we set up booths, depending upon what the company wants and what their focus is. It may be nutrition, it may be a postural screening, it may be a biometric screening, which is just a fancy way of saying that we'll do the blood pressure and check your glucose and cholesterol, height, weight, body mass index, those kinds of things.
And so, you know me, I'm always focused on the money. Who's footing the bill for this thing?
Typically, the company does.
There you go.
The company provides
like
it as an incentive to their employees to come in and get healthy.
So Radio X could have a wellness fair.
Yes,
and
for
I
our
could
employees.
Get the, but, the other thing that scares me about that is, I don't know, because I've gone into big facilities on a sales call or something, and I've seen, today between 12 and 3, we're checking your blood pressure and all that stuff. And I guess I'm a little bit intimidated that, the minute I walk in there, they're going to find 101 things wrong with me. And as long as I just don't know,
Denial is way better than knowing. Right, Chris?
Do you face that?
Well, we do, actually. You would be surprised how many people come in and they would say, I just don't want to know. They take the attitude of...
Then why are they going in at all?
The employer, basically.
The chat? Oh, they make them come in?
Some of the employers will make them come in. They get an incentive on their health insurance if they come in. They can get discounts. They get company incentives. But there are a lot of people who think, well, if I don't know my cholesterol is high, then it's not going to bother me. It's not going to hurt me.
Wow. That's scary, isn't it?
A little bit. Now, who sets up this kind of stuff? Who organizes? Are you out there shaking the bushes saying, hey, can we come do a wellness fair for you or somebody booking these things like you book a speaker? How does that piece work?
Well, we do. We do go out and kind of solicit some clients, but most of our clients come through an insurance broker or a company wellness director. With a lot of the new wellness initiatives that are coming down the pipeline, a lot of these companies have to provide so many hours of wellness or health training to their employees, and so they know they've got to do it, and they're finding that this kind of thing is a benefit to them, and they also get a break on their insurance for doing it.
Do you find the employees, are they... you know, really going through the motions when they come see you, or are they kind of excited to see you?
We get a very big mix. Some people are excited to come in. They want to know their numbers. They had the same thing done last year, and right. They want to compare. Are they doing better? Are they doing worse? And we have other people, we almost have to drag them by their hand from station to station to get to.
But does this really improve the well-being of the employee?
It doesn't actually improve their well-being at all. It just tells them if there's something wrong. So if they have a high cholesterol count or if their blood pressure is high, a lot of these people haven't been to the doctor in 10, 15 years. And so they have no idea that they have high blood pressure. And so we don't actually do anything to get them better, but we make them aware of the things that are going on that they need to take care of.
I'm going to see Mom in Tallahassee because my niece is graduating this weekend, and every time and she's in remarkable shape for her age. She looks great. Every time I see her, she wants to know what my numbers are. And I don't, you know, I know about how much debt I'm in, but although my wife and I, again, went to the Y to start our routine or whatever, and the guy said, we're going to do a body mass index
right.
thingy. Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have to sit in a tub of water or somebody was going to like just pinch all the fat around my stomach. He had me grab this gizmo that looked like a Nintendo Game Boy thing, and it threw up some numbers that were really ugly. I'm just curious, how does that thing work? How do it know?
Well, it's a bioimpedance device.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's kind of like a magic 8-ball.
Exactly. Essentially what it does is those little silver handles that you had on there, it sends an electrical signal in one hand, it crosses through the body and comes out the other, and based on what your body composition is, it knows how fast that signal needs to travel. And so it can calculate your body fat percentage and body mass.
Yeah, as it's traveling, it's going, wow, there's a lot of fat here. It's taking a long time to get through to the other side.
Well, it wasn't pretty, but I will say that combined with the fact that now we're on all these machines that just electronically keep up with what we're doing, you know, we check in electronically, check out, and it's so easy to go and document, you know, and you're there for 30 minutes and it says, congratulations, Stone, you've lifted 10,000 pounds, you know. But there's something to that, and something I didn't really recognize that I'm now finding some immediate value in is I know what my baseline number is. So even if I just improve it a little bit next month, I look, you know, I guess you'll have me grab that gizmo again.
Yep.
If even just a little bit of improvement is there's a psychological aspect to this, right?
Oh, definitely. It's very motivational when people see that they're making progress.
So you're staying compliant? Is that what you're saying?
For 3 days now.
3 days in a row or like over the course of the last month?
No, since Saturday. We went in Saturday and we know he had the little guy with the clipboard, you know, the young, muscular, in health, with the clipboard, and he got us all set up. And
that's great.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. All right, so you have that gizmo at your fair?
We do.
All right, so what are some other things you have?
Well, we've got a cholesterol machine where essentially we do a little finger stick. We take a couple of drops of blood, we put it in the machine, and in 7 minutes it tells us what your total cholesterol is, what your HDL, LDL, the ratio, your glucose. It gives us a lot of information in a very short period of time.
Okay, so... how long does it take if I go to your fair and I do the whole, full money?
If you do the whole thing, about 10 minutes.
10
wow.
minutes. 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
And then do I get my results right then, or it's going to take a little while
to get 7 minutes. It takes 7 minutes,
Yeah, exactly. We have all the results right on site. Now, there are a couple companies that get a little more in depth, and they want either a prostate-specific antigen test or a C-reactive protein test. Those things are also finger stick, but we send them out to a laboratory for a more complex analysis, and then those results will get mailed directly to the participant.
Uh-huh. And so if I get those results, mm-hmm. now I've got something that I can walk into, like, you know, the guest we had on earlier,
exactly.
Dr. Andy,
exactly.
I can walk in and say, fix it, doc.
This is where I'm at.
Yep. That's exactly right. The information that we're giving you isn't really going to help you with anything, but it basically creates a conversation between you and your doctor. You say, these are the things that I found at the screening. What do I need to do to get healthy and to take care of this?
Now, is this something from a company standpoint? They're offering this to their employees. What they're getting out of this is what? Are they identifying the people that are at high risk? Is this going to save them money on their insurance? Like, what's their agenda behind this?
The company doesn't actually get any specific results to any individual employee.
That's all private.
It's all HIPAA-protected information. But what it does is, from the insurance side, if a company is taking steps to get their employees healthy, the insurance side wants to give them a discount on their health insurance. And also, if their company's employees are getting healthy, they're more productive, they're more motivated, it increases production. And so, really, the bottom line is the company saves money.
You know, that's a good sales pitch, and it sounds good. It looks good on a PowerPoint. But, I mean, is that really true? Have there actually been some studies that
it says
healthy people really do produce better work? And
mm-hmm.
Are you skeptical about that? Do you think unhealthy people produce better work?
Skeptical may be a little unfair, but it sounds so good, and I think looks so good on a PowerPoint. I just wonder, is there real data behind that? You know?
Oh, there is. There was a study back in 1996, I believe, where they surveyed a bunch of companies, and then they did a health assessment, and then they compared them to other companies that had better health scores, and they were more productive. People that are well are happier, they're more motivated, they work harder, they work better. They're not worried about their health. They're not taking trips to the doctor. They're not staying home for days of sick leave. So it definitely increases the bottom line.
Now, how do you differentiate yourself when you go to these companies as opposed to other organizations that do this kind of service?
Well, we're a little bit different only in the fact that we're local to Atlanta. There aren't really any other health screening companies right now that are local to the Atlanta area. And so if someone comes in and they find out, well, hey, I've got high cholesterol, I've got a resource of doctors here that I can refer them to, like Dr. Andy or Dr. Hall. And so there is a little bit of a follow-up with them. It's not, mm-hmm. here's your piece of paper, good
Thanks.
Luck.
Good luck. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you next year. We can follow up with them a little bit stricter, and I've got places that we can send them and answer more in-depth questions for them.
But do you provide, like, kind of, there's so many, like, online health and wellness programs. Do you funnel them to that so they can, like Stone was saying, he stays compliant because they give him feedback at his gym every time he goes mm-hmm. there.
There are a lot of websites where you can go and you can plug in your information and it will track. There are also, through most of the insurance companies, they have a health website for their employees where they plug their numbers in and they can keep track of numbers from one year to the next. They can call a health practitioner or a nutrition coach once a week, twice a week, and they'll kind of keep them on track and keep them doing what they need to do.
Do you organize, like, those Biggest Loser contests and things like that, or this is just going in as the screening and that's the service?
Well, typically so far this has just been the screening, but we would certainly come in and do – we do lunch and learns. We do those kinds of things. So if a company wanted us to come in and host Biggest Loser, we would be happy.
You could have your own radio show.
There you go.
We could.
Now, it's not as easy as we made it look. Right? There's subtleties you're not picking up. So how did you get into this racket? Did you ever have a real job before you started doing this?
Or? Well, actually, I do have a real job now. I am a practicing chiropractor. I have an office up in Alpharetta. But I graduated 10 years ago, so I've been practicing for 10 years and doing health screenings and health fairs in one form or another for the past 10 years. And we kind of started this by just going to local companies and providing the service as a way to get patients into the office. And we realized that there is a big market for this. Companies want to know how healthy their employees are. And so it was kind of born out of that accidentally, if you will.
I was just thinking, I wonder if you could combine a wellness fair with some sort of fundraising effort.
It's always about you, Stone. Somehow it's filtered back to you.
You know, I always find a way. Well, I'm on the hook for helping the Cobb Symphony raise money. Is there some way you could do like a wellness fair and you come in and we check your numbers and you write us a big check? I mean, I haven't really thought this thing through, but I don't know. Have you ever done anything like
that? Well, we don't do that. We don't organize that specifically, but we have come into companies where they'll have us in doing a screening. They had a booth for the cancer walk, people collecting donations for the cancer walk. They have local doctors coming in, local health food groups coming in, giving out samples, local gyms and massage therapists come in. And so they kind of make a full wellness day for their employees where their employees can come down and they can kind of pick and choose and do whatever they
So they build it around your screening that they're doing anyway?
Yes.
So the corporation does that. You don't put that together?
Well, I have relationships with a couple of people that we offer to bring in. But some of these companies, I mean, they get people from all over the country to come in and they make it a really big production. And it's really nice for us because the more people that are there, the more employees want to come down, the more incentives there are. And it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you know, before your segment, we had two doctors on here using really long words about both wellness and nutrition. Do you play in that arena at all? Do you provide wellness or nutritional coaching or any of that kind of thing?
I do, but on a much more basic level than these guys do. I deal mostly with people on the more healthy side, people that are kind of already seeing them have gotten healthy. They know what they need to do, and they just kind of see us for maintenance. But, yeah, most of the things we refer out to doctors to do what Andy does and to do what Dr. Hall does to kind of provide us with more information. So we don't get that specific, but we do refer people out to those types of people.
So what do you enjoy most about your work, and what, if anything, do you find a little bit frustrating?
Frustrating are the big burly guys that sit down at the cholesterol table and they want to pass out. They're
from a finger, from pricking their finger.
You'd be surprised.
That's not true.
They carry on. They want someone to come and hold their hand. And I'm like, really,
really?
You're gonna embarrass yourself in front of our employees. But the thing that I like the most is I get out into different locations. I'm not stuck in the office all week. I get to go out and talk to more people and kind of socialize, and I'm not stuck in the office. I get out and visit.
That's good.
Now, in between visits to your annual wellness fair and your senior doctor, are there some things at home you can do to try to keep tabs?
You can certainly step on a scale. That's enough.
Yeah?
Just do those two things. You're good. Don't worry about it. Keep having your, what was it, fat back or whatever that is?
Right. Or do I need my own little gizmo that we talked about earlier?
You can definitely get your own little gizmo, and it'll tell you what your body mass index and what your fat percentage is. As far as the cholesterol goes, there aren't really too many home options for that.
Okay.
Your best bet is just making sure that you're eating properly and you're not eating.
How often should you check numbers like that? How often should you get your cholesterol checked?
Typically, at least once a year. At least once a year. Mm-hmm.
And on the whole prostate thing, and there's a whole radio show dedicated to men's wellness that Radio X does, and I assume that the whole prostate thing is a topic that...
It's a part of it, but not the only thing.
So talk about that. When should men go get that checked out? What should they be looking for? All that kind of...
Well, right now they're starting to say that any male over 50 definitely needs to be getting checked once a year. If you've got a family history or if you've got any other kind of risk factors, you want to do that, starting that a little bit earlier. We say start at about 40. At the age of 40, go get a good check. Go see the proctologist. Have your prostate checked.
We can't do just the finger prick on that. That's the,
Well, you can. You'll get what they call is a PSA. It's a prostate-specific antigen. It's a marker that's found in the blood that tells you whether or not you're at risk. But that doesn't really it doesn't really take the place of having an actual exam done and finding out.
You really
what's
need
going
the
on.
Other one that we you, don't know. We none of us like to talk
unfortunately,
about.
Unfortunately, you do. Yes.
Good one, Steph.
Well, you know, I'm 47 in August, and I haven't done mine, and I haven't been to the doctor in so long.
So it won't matter.
Well, I'm going to sniff a little lavender when I get home, and I'm going to...
you need to have us come in and do a screening for you.
I do. Well,
a private screening. That's what you need.
I do need to do a screening. Now, we talked to one of the doctors. Part of her website had the word mobile in it.
Mm-hmm. She'll come to you. Vanessa loves that, right?
But now, you don't do individual work, do you, or do you?
If you come into the office, we'll do it individually. But we don't make house calls to do it. It's not really cost effective. No, we would do it, but it wouldn't really be very cost effective for us.
Unless you had a really big family.
To have us come
maybe
in.
Your next family reunion, he'll come.
Yeah, or we could just have like a block party. You could do all of the Windrush subdivision.
There you go.
The Windrush Wellness
Fair.
We
would love to.
So where is your office? How can our listeners get in touch with you and find you guys?
Well, our office is in Alpharetta, right near North Point Mall. But the health and wellness and the screening aspect of it is a website, because we do everything local in companies. We don't actually have a specific location for that.
Right.
But that website is synergywellnessforyou.com. And the office's website is AIMedicine.com, if you would want to catch us there.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Chris, this has been incredibly informative and a fun exchange. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again sometime.
I would love to.
All right. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, stellar patient, Michelle, Dr. Andy, and Dr. Farnesa. And we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio. Mm-hmm.